We're in a little series called The Power of His Might. In the Bible, we've already given a message on Satan. Whole message. I thought it was like a seminar. After I got done with it, it was so intense and it was so power-packed with information. I had so many people say, I never knew so much that was in the Bible like that, you know. And we put a lot of work in it. And it was great, okay? But we got to know, first of all, there is a devil. There's demons, you know. And how in the world can you make sense of what happens in Oregon or even last night in Fort Myers, a shooting last night in Fort Myers, the evil? Because we live in a cursed earth and a cursed planet where Satan is the prince of the power of the air, okay? Jesus didn't come just, you know, like, because he didn't have nothing else to do, to die for us on the cross. You understand? He came because we're all going to a devil's hell unless we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Do you hear me? Yes or no? That's what the Bible teaches. Well, yeah, it's the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. But he's not left us alone. We have his presence, his spirit with us to be able to fight, to be able to live, to be able to have happiness, to be able to share. The message of Christ is the only message, the only hope. And it's the true gospel. And so, but there is a devil. Now his days are numbered. But he's alive and well right now on planet Earth. Would you agree? Amen. And I don't know about you, but he's alive and well at my house many times. Okay? And I struggle. And I have battles. So how do you fight him? How do you fight the devil and walk in the power of his might? That's what this little series is about. And we've looked at several messages now. And we're going to pick it up. Rod, let's roll with it, buddy. See what we got. All right, wisdom and the Word. Say that with me. Wisdom and the Word. Let's take a little chance right. How many of you have really made some absolutely stupid decisions in your life? Let me see that. Okay, come on, come on. How many as you get older and certainly as you've known the Lord, you're starting to get a little more wiser? Can I see some hands on that? Wouldn't that be true? You know, wouldn't it be great if you could be like wise when you're like, you know, a teenager, you know? So, just hard, or a young person, or, you know, we've made some horrible choices, horrible decisions. How can I, and Satan loves that. He loves that. You make screwy decisions, not have any direction in your life. You know, just follow whatever. But there can be wisdom, and it comes from the Word. And we're going to see, there's a passage, a classic passage. Let's look at it, Raj. Ephesians 6 talks about fighting the devil. How do you do it? Let's read it together. And go ahead and read it with me out loud if you don't mind. It's good for you. Here we go. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now keep reading. You'll be fine. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now take a break. Breathe. All right? Keep going. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Come on. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore. Come on, don't quit on me. Having your loins girt about with truth. We've talked about that. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. We've talked about that. And your feet shod with the gospel of the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now watch this. Here we go today. And above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. All right? Now we've talked about that. Verse number 17. Now, this is where we are today. Got a little ahead of myself. Ready? Here we go. This is where we are today. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the... All right. So, here we go. There you go. Now, here we go. We're going to talk about today. The helmet of salvation. You know, I'm a big Minnesota Viking fan. You know that. And y'all beat us. I know. Denver, hush. Hush over here. Hush over here on the right side. I know. But anyway, we'll see what we can do today. Here we go. But take the helmet of salvation. Let's talk about the helmet of salvation. Because you just read that, the helmet of salvation. Take the helmet of salvation. What's the helmet of salvation, right? I mean, you read that passage. What are we talking about here? I want to fight the devil. So what is the helmet? That's pretty important. By the way, I was not able to be at the game. I helped coach ball at Lemon Bay, and I don't at high school football, but I mean, I don't do a whole lot. I'm just out there with them. And I haven't been well, so I missed the game the other night. Oh, it killed me Friday night. But Lemon Bay High School beat Southeastern. And I'm telling you, so can we thank them? Come on, that's our team, baby. That's our town. And I had some of the players in here this morning. We're excited about it. But anyway, but very important. You don't even think about playing football without a helmet. Amen? And a good helmet. All right? Boy, fighting the devil, you need the helmet. But what is it? The helmet of salvation. What is the helmet of salvation? Let's talk about it. Let's just investigate it. Well, first of all, say that with me. What does a helmet do? It does what? Isn't that pretty much what a helmet's for? Is a helmet really for anything else? Say, it's for doing what? They ain't pretty sometimes, are they? But protect your head. Protect your head. That's what you need to do. Our spiritual battle, they're fought more in our minds than any other area of our life. Would you agree with that? Tell you what. Even like these spells I've been having, then it gets in your mind. Whew, then you off the deep end. You understand? Say, you know, you can't breathe, can't whatever. But aren't we like that in life? Our minds, our heads, crazy. Let's keep looking. Let's see what the Bible says about the mind. Since the helmet of salvation, let's talk about the mind a little bit. Let this mind be in you. You want to fight the devil? I love this passage. Which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But Jesus made himself of no what? Let that mind be in you. He took upon him the form of a what? Servant. Let that mind be in you. He was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he what? He humbled himself. Let that mind be in you. He became obedient unto death. Let that mind be in you. Even the death of the what? Jesus said, take up your cross and what? Follow me. Deny yourself. Carry your cross and come after me and follow me. The mind. The helmet of salvation is more than simply knowing you're a Christian. All right, I got the helmet. I'm good. Well, you can do that. I know a lot of Christians who've got the helmet. Their life is destroyed. Horrible decisions. Couldn't fight the devil if they tried. So there's more to it here than just being saved. You understand it? Yes or no? Now, that's awesome. We've already talked about that. You ain't got a dog's chance if you don't know Jesus, all right? Okay, so you're a Christian, but there's more to it, this helmet of salvation. A little bit more than that. It literally means equipping ourselves with the wisdom of God. Say that with me. It literally means equipping ourselves with the wisdom of God. If I'm going to fight the wicked one and his demons and my own flesh, by the way, I need to equip myself, this crazy mind, with the wisdom of God's Word. That's what this is talking about. Take unto you the what? The helmet of what? Of salvation. Protect your head. More scripture. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the what? The wisdom of God. Paul writing, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us what? Wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Sure, with Jesus comes salvation, and sure, with Jesus comes redemption. But let me say something. With Jesus comes wisdom and the Word of the living. How many would say this with me? Man, since I've become a Christian, not that you're perfect. I know you're not, okay? We're all far from it. But you would say you are, because of God's Word and Jesus being in your life, you are so much better able and have seen in your life to make better decisions. Can I see your hand? Look at that. Can we just thank you for that? Come on, praise Him this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on. So, wisdom. We're to take into ourselves God's what? Wisdom. Matter of fact, in the book of Revelation, Jesus told John, as he was giving in the book of Revelation, he told him to take the book and eat it. Amen? That's what you're supposed to do with God's Word. Yeah, go on Sunday. Can't understand the Bible. Well, I never understood anything I didn't read either. My mother didn't graduate high school. My mother was a drunk and a hellraiser and a loose-living woman. My mother got saved at 40 years old. My mother's life radically changed. She's just dumb enough to take the Bible and write it on 3x5 cards and stick it on the refrigerator. or stick it under the coffee table glass on the coffee table. Didn't care what people thought. It ain't a pretty decoration. She didn't give a hoot. She was hiding God's word in her heart that she wouldn't sin against God. She became powerful, for the Lord. It was incredible. So excuse making ain't going to cut it, guys. The decision is, do I want to stay stupid in the fight, or do I want to have some wisdom and have a fighting chance against the devil? Amen? Okay, so you got to have the word. You got to eat it up. That's what this is. The helmet of salvation. We're talking about fighting the devil, man. It is the what? It's the power of God in our life. Well, I do this and I do that. Well, you're sort of pitiful anyway. I mean, you might be better than me, and you might be prettier than me, but the devil will absolutely beat your tail. You hear me? He goes about as a roaring what? Lion, seeking whom he may devour. It's not a play school thing. Okay? Tough. So it's the power of God in your life. If I could shake you somehow to get you at the place where you are in your life, doesn't matter how old you are, somewhere in your life where God's word would start to become really important in your life. Amen? Say. Amen. I have to take certain medicines, and trust me, no one has to tell me twice now. No one has to tell me twice now. I'm pretty good. I'm as stubborn as a mule. But when I learn something and I get hit right between the eyeballs, I'm good. I'm telling you, it's the only way to fight the devil is the power of his word in your mind, wisdom. Amen? It's so effective. You've got to protect your head. So, Paul says, I was with you in weakness. I was with you in fear. I was with you in much trembling. I'm going to say to you today, I'm with you while I'm sick. How can I do that? The power of God's word. I'm not sitting up here talking about Newsweek this morning. I wouldn't get out of bed to do that. But to come today and share God's word with you, hey, I can come even when I ain't feeling too good. You hear me? How can you do that? The power of God. Amen? Come on. Amen. No excuse making for none of us. There's a war. There's a battle. There's a reason. There's a purpose for us. Let's look. Keep looking. That comes from reading the Word of God. We're just going to roll. And that from a child, Paul writes, you've known the Holy Scriptures, talking to Timothy, which were able to make you what? Unto what? Through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Same idea, helmet of salvation. We must pray to God to receive it. We must pray to God to receive wisdom. We read His Word. He will give us wisdom. Your life isn't hopeless. Your case isn't hopeless. It's not curtains for you. That's the wicked one telling you, quit, you're a loser, you can't do it, you don't matter, you're being picked on. Bull, bull, bull. Fight, man. If any of you lack wisdom, the book of James, let him ask of God that gives to all men what? Like a buffet table. You want to get it? You can walk by and grab it, baby. Get you a plate full. And he upbraids not, no respecter of persons. It'll be given to him. You want wisdom? You can get it. You want to fight the devil? You can fight. You want to be a good husband? You can be. You want to be a good wife? You can be. You listening to me? You want to be an honest person? You can. You want to do right? You can. All right? You can do all this through Christ who what? Strengthens you. Isn't that the truth? Come on. Helmet of salvation. Fight, man. Why wisdom? Why do we need wisdom? Why wisdom? It's our defense when we are attacked from without. It's our defense when we're attacked. Just some scripture. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, Jesus speaking to his disciples, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. And when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you're going to speak, for it shall be what? Be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it's not you that speak, but the who? Spirit of your Father, which what? Have you had those kind of situations before where you just didn't know what to do? You're in a rock and a hard place. I don't know what to do. but you trusted the Lord and God helped you and He gave you the wisdom to get you through it. Can I see your hand? That's what I'm talking about. This just ain't back in the New Testament, guys. This is here at Fellowship Church today, right in the house today. This is the truth. And the truth will set you free. Or you can be ensnared by Him and trapped by Him. He hates messages like this. I don't think it's no doubt that I've been preaching this series for 3 weeks and I've been sicker than I've been in a long time. He hates my guts. He hates that I got out of bed this morning. You understand that? Getting in your face a little bit today and trying to get you jacked up so you'll fight Him and do right? I believe in spiritual wickedness in high places and low places and at the Clark House. Okay? Come on. Why wisdom? It's our weapon when we're taken captive from within. So without we're hit, but within we're hit. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what? And a lot of us have had strongholds in our life, and we still do. How do you pull those things down in your life? Satan and the devil and us making horrible decisions in our life or patterns. How do you get that? How do you fight, man? Wisdom. The Word of God. It gives you the power. Watch it. Say this verse with me. I love this verse. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the... And do this. And bring into captivity every what? To the obedience. I say it a lot around here. I'm my own worst enemy. It's not other people that put me down. It's me that puts me down. It's not other people saying I don't matter. It's been me in my life that thought I didn't matter. You understand, yes or no? And I've got Satan just going, amen, brother, you don't matter. Okay? It's a lie. You've got to fight. How do you fight when you've had a pattern of life, a way of thinking? I'm going to tell you something. You just can't do it on your own. You just can't watch a little something on PBS and get you a little quick motivational talk or whatever. You need God's help. You need God's Word. You need to have wisdom. Amen. Say. Come on. And having in a readiness to do what? From within. We need to have a readiness within us to revenge all disobedience. I am disobedient. I struggle. I make bad decisions. I make bad choices. I think wrong thoughts. I'm sorry if you don't do that. Something needs to be in me that has a readiness to revenge that. That's the wisdom of God's Word, the helmet of salvation, when your obedience is fulfilled, and to follow up with it and to get it right. Some more stuff about the Bible. Thy Word, say that with me. I love the Scripture. Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Well, that's just the way it is. No, it's because you're lazy. I was going to say you're a bum. I'll go ahead and say that. You're a bum. Come on. Come on, man. Get up. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your helmet of salvation, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect or mature or complete will of God. I guess there's a lot about this crazy mind, huh? So did we get that part? Say. How many know a little bit more about the helmet now? Instead of just reading through Ephesians. Helmet of salvation, okay. Feel a little bit better about it now? Get at least enough to where you maybe can go, okay. He got me. Okay? I'm guilty. I need to be in his Word. Hey, if you don't have a Bible, you got any money? How many people got money in the room? Can I see some money in the room? Oh, boy, y'all are lying like a dog. You biggest liars. What I'm saying is, go buy one. Go get you a Bible. If you don't got the money, we'll give you one right here. We'll give you one. We'll be happy to give you one. You understand? Why don't you do that? Think about it this way. If you don't have a Bible, if you got a Bible, start picking it up. Make it a priority in your life again. Why? Because I want to fight the devil. Amen. Come on. I know this ain't popular, is it? But to you that are hurting, to you that are in a fight right now, you're all ears. And we're all going to be there. Maybe next week, the next month, next year. Don't know. We need him. We need his word. Amen? Cool? Got it? All right. Wisdom and the word. So let's keep looking. All of the armor we've looked at so far of this little series has been defensive armor. That helmet was for defense, wasn't it? Defense, man. You get hit in the head, bang, your head ain't going to get hurt so bad. All right? All defensive armor so far in this book of Ephesians as we've just walked through this passage. And this was to help us ward off what? Attacks from the evil one. And that evil comes from within as well. So, but now we're going to do what? We're fighting back, and now we keep walking with this little passage. And we'll look at some more next week. I think we might finish it up next week. The Lord has given us, say it with me, a what? In my pickup truck today, we're praying this morning, and somebody looked in the back of my pickup truck, and there was a big old machete laying in the bed. And somebody said to me, "Where'd you find that by the road?" And I was like, "I did find that by the road." Yeah. Threw it in the back of the truck. Amen. Handle ain't that good, but it'll chop something. Amen. Anyway, that's what I think of with the sword, the word of God. Being an old southerner down here, I'm thinking of machetes. Amen. Come on. But the sword. The Bible says, we saw the first part. Verse 17 is our study today. Take the helmet of what? Now we know that is now what? It's wisdom. Wisdom from where? God's what? Word. And the sword of the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, which is the what? Well, look at that. Why did you do the helmet and the sword on the same Sunday, Pastor? Because they go hand in hand. You need the word for protection, but you need the word to fight. You understand, yes or no? They do both. So you need the helmet. You know, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. How many have ever said that when you were hurting? You see that defensive, it's defensive, helps you, but also it's a fight back thing too. Amen? Yes or no? Come on, let's look at it. Every warrior needs a weapon. And this is the weapon God has chosen. Well, I like a gun. Good, have at it. He chose the sword. Amen? Say. Well, I'm a good person. Well, that's nice, but he chose the word to be your weapon. Not you bragging about who you are. Hello? Say. He chose the weapon for us to fight with. It's the word of God. Sorry if you don't like that choice. I don't understand it. I don't like it. Well, talk to him about it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. The first four Ten Commandments, what does it say? You know, don't have any other gods before me. Make no idols. Don't take God's name in vain. Keep the Sabbath holy. God's trying to tell you what's important is me. What's important is me, and what I say is what you need. Honor me. Honor me. Honor me. Satan hates me, but let me tell you something. With me, you can do all things. With me, you're more than a what? Conqueror. Amen. Say, you need him. You need, and God says, I've spoken. And this is your weapon. And this is how you will fight him. So let's look at it. Our sword of the Spirit is the what? It's the word of God. You might wonder, fellowship, y'all preach the word. You talk about the word. You're always about the Bible. You're always putting the Bible on the screen, having people to read it. Absolutely I am. Why? Because I'm commanded to do it. And plus, I'm not an idiot. Why would we build all this? You can go to the Rotary Club or some other club if you want to and get a good feeling. We need to learn how to fight. We need to learn how to love. We need to learn how to give. We need to learn how to live. Amen? That's why we have this place. It's fitting that I don't feel well today because this is like a hospital, ain't it? You know who we are? Say, come on. It's who we are, man. We need help. Okay? So, the Word of God. some scripture. For we have also a more what? Sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do what? Well, if you do what? Take heed. As unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Knowing this first, watch it, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. The Word of God is not something that some man just put together. All these books that are together in the Bible now, they didn't just happen, guys. God caused that to happen. It's not of any private interpretation. Are you listening, yes or no? See, that's a lie of the devil. You don't believe that Bible is just a bunch of stuff made up by a bunch of men. Well, the Bible says without faith, you can't please God. Okay, if you don't come out of the gate and believe, why would you read the Bible? So when you don't read the Bible, you're really showing your lack of faith. Because if you really believed, you would read. You listening or not? I know this is a little bit of a tail whooping this morning, but you'll be fine. That's what we need. I need somebody to talk to me. To jack me a little bit. Okay? That's what God's doing. Listen, that Bible that you have, it's not of any private interpretation. I grew up in the South not knowing anything, cursing God till I was 16. Didn't know a thing about the Bible. But it's funny. When it came my turn to be saved in my time, when I went to church, my mother drugged me, and I went with her. But thank God the gospel broke through even my heart. Amen? A hell-raising teenager. But the beautiful thing is, when they said, do you believe the Bible? I said, well, of course I do. We were just dumb enough in the South and raised that way that we believe the Bible. I wish the church would get that dumb again. Amen? Say, come on, man. Yeah, here I was a lost person and believed it. And so it was an easier thing for them to lead me to the Lord because the Scripture was right there. And if the Bible says Jesus loves me and died on the cross, I accepted it. Well, that's how you need to do His Word, because it is true, baby. Even though I didn't know Him and I didn't know what I was saying, I'm telling you, you need to know that. This prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God did what? As they were what? Moved by the Holy Ghost. That's that book you carry. That's that sword. Amen. Yes or no? That's why we major on it. Check this out. Keep looking. The word for the word, word. The word for the word, word. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The word for the word, word. It's interesting. I want you to look at this word for the word, word. It's not the commonly used Greek word logos. In the Bible, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. That's the word logos. The word, that's the normal word you see in the Bible when it talks about word, 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 word. It's the word logos. This is the word, say it with me, rhema. Say it with me. It's the word what? Now, I don't do this a lot, but it's important. It's the word rhema. Let's unpack it. This is the same word used in Romans 10:17 and also in Hebrews 4:12. Okay? So faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the rhema of God. And hearing the rhema of God. Now we're going to get there. The Word of God. For the what? Word of the rhema of God. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any what? Two-edged sword. It pierces to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It's a, and the joints and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our what? Of our heart. The word for the word, word, is not the word logos, it's the word rhema. Say that with me. Rhema. What's the big deal? What does rhema mean? So, Clark, why are you saying this? Rhema, rhema, rhema. What's that mean? Well, here's what it means. Pop it up. The sayings of God. The sayings of God. The word rhema means the sayings of God. That's what you and I need. The sword of the Spirit is the what? Oh my gosh. You mean the sayings that God says, for example, I can do all things through Christ. How many have ever been strengthened by that little simple verse? I can do all things through Christ. Isn't that crazy? It's the saying of God. Why did it give me power? Why could my mother live for years with an abuser who ended up killing her? How could she be a radiant person and a person of faith and power? It's because she lived this verse. It was her rhema. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. How many have ever used that verse in a time of trial? And I know all things work together for good. Are you listening to me? Now, guys, here's the deal. If you're going to really fight the devil, we need a whole lot more people that can, it may be in the future, raise your hand. Because you're using God's Word to fight. Y'all listening or not? Not trying to upset you today, but if I do, whatever. I've lived here a long time. I'll be fine. But if I can help you along in your fight, I will have spent my time well today. Amen? The sayings of God is my sword. Who wouldn't want to have more of those in your quiver? Amen? Say more of those arrows, baby. Amen? Why wouldn't you want to learn a few sayings of God this week? Why don't you spend some time in the Word? You don't have to know them just verbatim, every one of them. But you know, like that one, you know, your word's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I'll hide its word, your word in my heart, and I won't sin against you. One of the best things I did in my life, I didn't even know I was doing it. When I was a teenager, I became a Christian. They had a Bible challenge thing. It was going to be on questions from the book of James. I was selected as this lost, just former hellraiser to go and answer questions about the Bible. I knew nothing about them. I've never even read the Bible. They picked me out of the youth group to go. That was a dumb decision. I thought, or they probably thought, because they had Smarty Two Pants that was with me. You know, she was going to just, oh yeah, she's going to answer every question. A little Miss Spiritual. So I thought if I memorized these five chapters in James, I didn't have to know all about the Bible. And so as a teenager, in a few weeks, I memorized all five chapters. And guess what? I beat the snot out of them. When they asked the question, did I know anything? Was I very spiritual? No. But it taught me a lesson early on in life. Gary, you are such a hellraiser. We need the Word in you, baby. And little did I know, it would lead me down the rest of my life. Amen. You hearing me today? Okay? Cool. So let's keep looking. Satan trembles at you telling him what? He trembles when you tell him what God says. He trembles when you tell him what God says. He trembles when you tell him what God says. Try to fight the devil. I'm a good person. I'm nice. I got money in the bank. Try it. You fight Satan. Try this, to fight Satan with when he comes to your house. You say the Word of God to him. Amen. What did Jesus say? Get behind me, Satan. When he's tempted, he quotes what to him? Newsweek or some popular Jewish magazine of the day? He quotes what to him? The Scripture, the Word of God. That's what you and I, we need to know the sayings of God. Amen. Say, I'm telling you guys, just a few of them. It don't take but maybe one bullet to shoot him. Start out with one and start out with six. And then before you know it, you got you a handful of them. Amen. Come on. Thou believest there's one God. You do well. The devils also believe. And what? Tremble. Don't think the devil doesn't believe in God. The demons. Are you kidding me? Oh, they believe all right. And when you say the sayings of God to them, it's your weapon. You go on the offense then, instead of just getting beat up. And that's okay to get beat up and have the defense. You need a good defense. Trust me. Okay? You need a good defense in ball. And you need a good defense in life. But you want to be able to go on the attack. That's the sayings of God. We fight back by telling Satan and also telling who? What God says. I am my own worst enemy. I said it to you again this morning. I need to tell Gary what God's Word says. I look at Mrs. King over here, Miss Joan. And as I've struggled, not knowing my value or that I matter, she would quote me Scripture. And I could say that about a number of you today. And help me. I need help too. Y'all know that say. Okay? That's a great thing to do. Amen? Tell yourself the sayings of God. And you might not know too many. And that's why maybe if some of us, a friend might come along, we're not trying to get in your business. We're just trying to help you a little. Amen? By giving you a scripture. No, we're not Billy Thumper Bibles or whatever you call these people. I don't know who they are. All I know is I'm a sinner and I need help. And I need God's Word. And if I offer you counsel, if you come to see me for counseling, I usually listen to people for a few minutes and then I just tell them to hush. Now sit down and just listen to me. And I usually give them good, solid counsel from God's Word. And a lot of times I don't even open up the Bible. It's right here. It's right here. And I can have a good conversation because there's so much Scripture in me. That'd make me better than you. It does make me have a little better offense, though. Yes or no? Okay? And you can do that. Okay? Come on. This is our sword. So we've looked at the helmet. This is our sword. The Word of God cuts to the what? It cuts to the heart. That's what the Bible says. Now in Acts, here's the people that killed Jesus. This is the crowd that railed against Jesus. Crucify Him, crucify Him. Devout Jews, other people from other nations, people that hated Jesus. Okay? This was the crowd that Peter preached to. They were from all over worshiping. And Peter preached to this crowd. They were so anti, it wasn't even funny. And he preached God's Word. And watch. And when they heard this, the gospel, Jesus crucified, buried, risen again. When they heard the gospel, say it with me, they were what? Pricked to their heart. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? The Word of God cuts to the heart. Doesn't matter how little you know or even how bad you've been, the Word of God can cut into your heart and change your life. Amen? Come on. Keep looking. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and they took counsel to slay them. Okay? It's another time when they were cut to the heart. Those were saved, though, in Acts 2. And they actually said, what shall we do? And they became Christians. Now, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. They gnashed on Him, Jesus, with their teeth. The Word cuts, man. It cuts. Keep looking. Timothy 3:15. And that from a child you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise into salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture, say it with me, is given by what? Inspiration of God. And it's what? It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Our problem ain't doing bad works. We're pretty good at that. The problem is, how do you furnish me, Lord, and lead me to do the right thing? That's where God's Word comes in. Huge, man. Three ways to get the sayings of God. And Roger, we're about done, aren't we? Because I'm about out of breath. Three ways to get the sayings of the Word of God. Go to a church where the Bible's preached. Can you say that? Go to a... Okay. Some Sunday you just might not like the way I look or whatever. Just remember at Fellowship Church, we preach the Bible. We preach the Bible. We preach the Bible. Some people have gotten on to me, your people don't bring Bibles and all that kind of... We need more people to bring Bibles. You know, guys, it's not what we do in here. It's when you leave here that really matters. I'm telling you. And is that the biggest Bible in Englewood? Is that the biggest Bible? Is that the biggest Bible? I would rather have you looking in my face and listening to me and saying the Word with me. And I'm all for bringing it by. It's awesome. But I still wish you'd lift up your head because you can't keep up with me, man. I want you to get it today. I like coming over you like a bus. We need that. We need to get run over with the Bible. Come on. Amen? So do that. Number two, read your Bible every day and read a lot of it. Okay? Come on, and read all of it, rather. I do want to back... I said read a lot of it. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say read the Bible every day and read a lot of it. I wouldn't say that. With what I know now, I would say read the Bible every day and slow down. Slow stinking down. And maybe you can read a few verses and maybe read and memorize one of them. Hide it in your heart. It didn't say read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible, and you'll be able to not sin against God. No, it said hide God's Word in your heart and you won't sin against Him. Yes or no? I've got to take time to hide. And usually finding a hiding spot, my kids, I got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old now, they like to play hide and seek. And usually it takes a little time to find a good hiding spot. It takes time to get the word and hide it in your heart. That's what I would advise you to do. Every day read the scriptures and be looking for opportunities to hide it in your heart. Amen. Number three, memorize key verses as prompted by the Spirit. As prompted by the Spirit. You're in a spiritual battle, and as you read the word, you're going to be amazed. Oh my gosh, that's what I'm going through right now. That's what I'm going through right now. I need that right now. How many have ever done that before? That's what I need right now. Man, can't tell you the number of times I'll preach on Sunday and somebody will come up to me afterwards and say, oh man, that message was just for me. And I'll think it's a dud. I'll think it's horrible because I put myself down sometimes. And I go, oh man, that was terrible. I don't think anybody got anything. And it's days like that that I have people just randomly come up to me and say, wow, did I ever need that? Because it's not what Gary says, it's what God says. Amen. Come on. So wisdom and the word. Roger, are we done? Huh? Yay, we made it. Come on, praise the Lord, the power of His might.